Hey, welcome to Pattern is Prologue. This is episode 0000001. A lot of zeros, I know. Well, I'm hoping to go that far someday, so thinking big. Like I said, welcome to Pattern is Prologue. My name is Hugh. I'm the author and editor of patternisprologue.com. Pattern is Prologue is a repository of ideas, theories, reviews of everything. Patterns, habits, rituals are the fabric, the warp and woof of our lives. Patterns epigenetically expressed from the DNA of our ancestors. Patterns of thought, action, interaction, and silence. Patterns are the key to the future. Threaded through the elliptical orbits of all we come into contact with daily, the history of our lives, the history of humanity. Whether we like it or not, we live meshed together under grids of entanglement, bound within the reality of where it is that we find our 24/7 cycle of home, work, sleep. And surrounding us are fabrics of nature, textiles of human invention, technology ever encroaching, ever assimilating, ever onward. Pattern is Prologue will be a clearinghouse of sorts, a warehouse of ideas, a place that discusses theories on everything, good, bad, and ugly. The gritty details will be the emphasis of this site. An attention to detail through the lens of critical thought will be the measure of how the loom of literature that unfolds and transforms the mind of the reader to see new perspectives, threaded thoughts spooled from the minds of man. We'll weave together patches of technology, futurism, science fiction, science faction, gadgetry, cinematography, politics, spirituality, and history. Though Pattern is Prologue will cover such a wide spectrum of topics, the core paradigm will operate from a design perspective. Design implies a designer, and engineering, form, and function implies a purpose. And if there's a reason for said design, that implies accountability. This simple logic is missing from the dialogue of modern culture. Pattern is Prologue is a fairly new site. Previously, I authored the site Forthtell at WordPress. Forthtell analyzed the patterns we are daily immersed in through the lens of Scripture. Forthtelling is the method by which God validates the authenticity of Scripture by detailing future events, otherwise known as prophecy. Pattern is Prologue when analyzing prophetic types foretold throughout Scripture. The modern church has neglected to study these patterns, missing an opportunity to show the relevance of prophecy in the modern world. Once you see the patterns, you see prophetic types written in pop culture echoing events on the horizon. Do you see things differently? Would you like to contribute to Pattern is Prologue? Pattern is Prologue is going to be covering topical issues mentioned above, digging into the details in Genesis to Revelation in-depth study. If you want to meet in person as a 5133 free church to discuss the relevancy of the church in the 21st century in the context of going through the Bible verse by verse, line upon line, Genesis to Revelation, then please contact me at patternisprologue@gmail.com. I live in the South Orange County, California area. You know, if you're interested in demonstrating the relevancy of Jesus in the 21st century and you're not ashamed to share the gospel of Jesus Christ, or recognize we live in and you recognize that we live in the age of universal deceit? Are you willing to show the relevancy of truth in our modern day? What is truth? That is a great start once we get several people interested in meeting weekly. The modern church has been dumbed down, and there is a lack of emphasis on showing the Bible is relevant today. Prophecy should be regularly studied and discussed. Also, clean food, clean diet, clean healthy living should be taught and emphasized as we are the temple of God, and we should strive for this goal. Let's ask questions. Let's question everything and encourage healthy debate. No sacred cows. Most of those who attack the veracity of Scripture are willfully ignorant of the Scripture, what Scripture actually says. Let's study together so we can readily answer those who are seeking truth. Please reach out and let me know your thoughts and how you'd like to see Pattern is Prologue make a difference in the culture war. I'll start the discussion by showing you the sites that I visit regularly. I do not necessarily agree with the content of these sites, as you'll see. My goal is to discover the trends, the patterns of culture that are observed by reading the news. So regularly I check these sites. I go to CNN. You should know, Sun Tzu, not know thy enemy. Drudge Report. I've noticed issues with content as of late. We can revisit that subject, that topic. Yeah, the trends that are reported on Drudge have definitely shifted in the last couple years. I go to stevequayle.com. Check out InfoWars and News Wars. I go look at Whatfinger. BeforeIt'sNews.com. Exploring Patreon. Backing up any videos I make on Brighteon. And I plan to check out Gab and Twitter till I'm banned. Drudge, it definitely looks like it's being eclipsed by Whatfinger. Although Whatfinger is pretty ad heavy, and I'd like to see it slim down, you know, to the level of the simplicity that Drudge puts out. I used to love Drudge Report, but it's definitely changed. I like to look at deepfake, what's going on with that trend and how that's affecting everything. We need to be aware of that. Yeah, so let me get into this. As I noticed, as I mentioned in my trailer, I'm a family guy. I'm 46 years old, been married 23 years. I'm the father of 4 children, ages 16 to 10. I have 2 dogs, Weimaraners, 2 cats, 6 chickens. So a lot of that is my interest right there. My garage is overflowing with stuff because I have so many varied interests. I love gardening and growing, and I'm also, I guess, quasi-artist. I like to make art, build stuff, build sculptures. So where are we going with this podcast? What I'd really like to see is I'd love to engage people and just have discussions with people. I love talking to people, and it'd be kind of cool to switch to a call-in, or even find people that would love to be interviewed or discuss topics at large. I'm shooting from the hip here, as I let my daughter listen to the trailer, and you know, she said, "You don't sound very enthusiastic." And I chuckled, and I was like, "Well, yeah, there's such a thing as learning your voice, and I'm not the type of person that really likes to seek out attention. Like, I don't like to get up in front of people and talk, but I've realized that I do actually have stuff to say, and that's what my blog was about historically, was the same way a diary. I realized that the same way that people have diary, that's what a blog is, binary log, and it was about putting my thoughts down, because it's hard to get people that kind of see the things. I started to notice that I see things differently, and communicating that wasn't that easy, so that's what my blog became. It became me writing down and communicating the things that I see, and noticing that those things were different than what the average person that I interact with sees. That isn't to say there's a whole group of people out there that do see the way I see, and that's kind of why I'm doing the podcast too, because people don't tend to read as much as they used to, and they want to watch videos or listen to people, and that's great, that's fine. So that's why I'm switching to this format of the podcast. I think it's a great way to communicate with people, and I've done that for years myself, just listen to people as I'm at work. I do. Sometimes the work I do is kind of quite tedious and repetitive, so I've listened to people. I've learned tons just by listening to people in the background, and I'm kind of hoping that maybe that's what this is, or transitions from that into something that more people that people want to interact with that. And so in doing this, my research, I guess you could say, on how I look at things is I check the news quite frequently. I'm a news junkie, so I love to look at the news and see the trends. And that all started all the way back in high school. I remember doing that in social studies, them making us get the newspaper out and read the newspaper, and they were saying how it would impact your life and reading, and sure has stuck with me through to this day, and just studying geopolitics and how life functions and works. And so it's really made me who I am to this day. As I also mentioned, you know, talked about being a family man, you know, there's never going to be a perfect time for me to sit and communicate in a soundproof room because I have a family and my time is so valuable. So right now I'm just sitting in my backyard relaxing, and dogs are walking up to me and having a beer. So my kids, you know, are likely to interact, or my wife yell at me for help with something. So I just like to be real, and that's, you know, the only way I can actually do this is just to have all the background noise. There was a helicopter going off in the background. And you're going to hear people talking, or I'm going to get interrupted by my kids. But, you know, that's life, and so I hope you can put up with that, put up with me, and show your support and by liking and, you know, visiting my websites, which, again, are Pattern is Prologue is where I'm at now. .com, patternisprologue.com. And I used to be at forthtell.wordpress.com, and then before that it was forthtell.blogspot. And I also have a, you know, collage of artwork and stuff that I've put together on it's called Maker of Things. That's maker-of-things at blogspot.com, so you can kind of dig into my history and see who I am there and see my varied interests. Pattern is Prologue, you know, the patterns of our lives affect everything, and when you start to realize that and see, you can really discern and break things down when you see the patterns and how they fit together. I picked that up from a guy named Chuck Missler. He was kind of an ad hoc mentor of mine. I like to read and study the Bible. I think it's, you know, paramount in our life, how we navigate this life, and I think it matters for today. And the patterns, there's a saying, the Old Testament is in the New Testament revealed, and the New Testament is in the Old Testament concealed. And it has to do with patterns. So there's patterns all the way from Genesis to Revelation. So we'll be discussing those in the news, and how things are foretold in the scripture. And I mentioned that earlier, that that's what prophecy is. It's the foretelling. It's not the fortune telling or the prediction. It's foretelling of actual events that will happen, and that's how God actually validates the scripture, in demonstration that he's outside the space-time continuum, because he views time as a linear fashion from end, the beginning to the end, and he sees it from the end to the beginning, because he's sitting outside of time, and he can see it that way, like a parade going before him, and that way he can actually tell you the events are going to happen in the future, thus validating the scripture, or the foretelling, the prophetic nature of scripture. That's where the foretell came from. And those patterns that we see that in scripture are evident throughout, and they are basically the fingerprints of God's handiwork written all through it, demonstrating that the author is outside the space-time continuum. So, again, this is kind of going to be a short episode, just kind of bringing you into what I'm doing and what you get the flavor and feel of the show. And basically just going to, in the beginning, start going back to my blog posts and using those as scripts and kind of discussing those and going over them with you, and seeing what kind of interest I can garner. So again, show your support at anchor.fm. Go download the app and check me out at my websites. All right, thanks. Bye.